Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn about the SOAR program with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, hear about a new DAV program to help veterans experiencing food insecurity, and check in with the Minnesota Patriot Guard. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
The people who make up the Minnesota National Guard are our most valuable resource. That is why we are making investments in health and wellness of our service members. Holistic Health and Fitness, or H2F, is a human performance system designed to optimize readiness with physical and non-physical performance training across five readiness domains: physical, mental, sleep, spiritual, and nutrition. It is vital for our service members to take advantage of the resources their units provide and to know there are leaders across the force willing to help. In the meantime, we implore everyone to make sure they have a healthy eating and fitness plan, drink plenty of water, get adequate sleep, and practice resiliency skills. We recognize the challenge for service members who drill 1 week in a month to maintain the same standard level of fitness as their active duty counterparts. That is why here in Minnesota, we are working to ensure the soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard have the resources they need to be always ready.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has partnered with the Minnesota Department of Human Services and the United States Social Security Administration to provide Minnesota's homeless and at-risk veterans with expanded access to supplemental security income and Social Security disability insurance benefits. And Cal Johnson is the supervisor for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Social Security Disability Outreach Access and Recovery Program, referred to as SOAR. Cal, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Well, we got a great topic to talk about today. But first, I want to ask you, I understand that you're a member of the military up in North Dakota.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time living up in the Fargo-Moorhead area and just moved down to the Twin Cities in December of 2022. So I've been with the North Dakota Army National Guard for about 17 years.
17, you're on your way to retirement. You got to put in a few more and then maybe a little extra to make sure.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, we won't hold that NODAC, North Dakota stuff against you. I understand that you also worked for some years with Social Security Administration.
Yes. So I worked for the Social Security Administration in Fargo, North Dakota for about 8.5 years before I moved over to MDVA. And during that time, I was a claims specialist and I helped people file for their own disability benefits. And I was involved in both taking those claims and adjudicating claims. I was also involved in the appeals process as well. So for a large portion of my time, I really lived in the world of disability and was a subject matter expert on those claims.
So was that a regional office up there or was it just North Dakota claims?
So Fargo, North Dakota is a border city. So we helped both people in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Okay. And were you involved in the normal Social Security claims or were these Social Security disability claims or both?
I did a little bit of everything. I started with disability claims, specifically supplemental security income, which is the Social Security needs-based program. And then I also worked with Social Security disability insurance. I took retirement claims, helped people get on Medicare, helped them with all types of issues.
Which is quite a process. As you get older, you have to learn when to claim it and when not to claim it, when to delay, how it affects your Medicare and how your income might affect what you have to pay for that. But we're not going to go there today. We want to talk today about Social Security disability, I think, is the main thing. And that's how you help people that might be homeless or might have some other type of mental illness or some other type of issues.
Exactly. Yeah. So Social Security disability insurance and supplemental security income have the same disability standards. And essentially, you have to have a condition that's affecting your ability to work substantially, basically at a full-time job for at least a year. So it's really not a short-term disability program. It's meant to help people who are in a serious situation that's impacting their ability to provide for themselves.
They're essentially injured physically or mentally and before Social Security eligibility age.
Exactly.
So we're speaking with Cal Johnson, who's with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, about the SOAR program over there on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, you were up in Social Security for a number of years. How did you get to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
Well, I was really looking for a way to expand my influence. I liked working in a field office environment and working with people from my local community, but I was really hoping to have more of an influence on how Social Security claims are done, who we reach out to, and this job really seemed like a great opportunity for me. It was a bump up to a supervisor position, of course. But for me, I was just really excited that there was a program that targeted veterans' needs specifically. And knowing that veteran homelessness is an issue that we face across the country, I was really excited to have some impact on getting people out of homelessness. So it's been a great transition so far.
And, of course, at the MDVA, you're working with veterans.
Yes, exactly.
And since you're in the North Dakota Guard, that has to be appealing to be able to help fellow veterans.
Oh, definitely. I don't care what state people served in or what branch. We all signed that dotted line.
Well, a little friendly rivalry between Minnesota and North Dakota is okay, though, isn't
it? That's fine.
Right.
I was always stuck in the middle. I was a Morehead resident in Minnesota, but serving the North Dakota Guard for quite a while.
And so when the opportunity came to join the MDVA, was it for this specific position?
Yes. So I accepted the position and started work with the MDVA SOAR team in December of 2022. And during that time, I've been able to really establish great partnerships with these other organizations that are already working with veterans at risk of homelessness. And really, it was such a learning experience to even know that these services exist for our veteran community. I was specifically looking for an opportunity to stay within Social Security claims, but to work for a state agency.
Cal, I would guess when they saw your resume come in and found out you're a member of the North Dakota Army National Guard and spent those years with Social Security Administration, they said, this one's trained.
Yes.
Let's get this person in here to help us.
Exactly.
So when you did start there, it must have been an easy transition to go from what you were doing at the Social Security Administration to helping veterans here in Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, I have this insider knowledge, having been through both basic disability claims and really complex situations in the past. So my program knowledge is really solid. But really, I received a lot of training while I started with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs because I had never been an advocate before. My job was to be impartial and take the application.
You were on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, qualified or not, we got to figure that out.
But I know policy really well, and I've trained my staff on Social Security policy, and that really can help people get through some of the burdens that we face when we file applications. So because we know how policy should apply to cases, we can also push the Social Security Administration to give people due process and a fair shake at their claim.
And I'm guessing if you get stuck on one, you can probably call some old friends up in Fargo and get an answer on how to fix it.
I can not confirm or deny that exists.
All right, I tried to get you on that one, but your experience and education and background looks to me like it's perfect for this position. Cal, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about who's eligible for the SOAR program and how it works. Walk us through an example so we can figure it out. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're speaking with Cal Johnson from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Cal Johnson, who is a supervisor for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Social Security Disability Outreach, Access, and Recovery Program, which is referred to as SOAR. And Cal, I understand that this program is designed to increase access to Social Security disability for those who are experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness and have mental illness, medical impairment, and or co-occurring substance use disorders. That begs the question, who's eligible? You know, we've got about 300,000 veterans, or give or take, here in Minnesota, and all ages and from everywhere. Who is eligible for this SOAR program, and what really is it? What do you do?
Sure. Well, you know, we only have three basic criteria to help somebody with our program. We're looking for veterans, so Minnesota veterans or spouses of veterans who are at risk of homelessness or experiencing homelessness. Now, before you decide that you're not eligible for the program, I just want the listeners to understand what we mean by risk of homelessness. So we use a really broad definition. We are looking for people who might not be able to pay all their bills every month. People who might receive some state assistance to pay for their groceries or to pay for their utilities or their rent. People who don't know if they're going to continue to maintain their standard of living because their life has changed. That's risk of homelessness.
So if they're in that spiraling down stage, we want to catch them before they fall.
Exactly. This is a prevention program. So if we can help somebody get stable income, that's going to help them decide what type of a living situation they're going to be able to afford. And hopefully it will give them more options if they don't have income. So we really want to catch people before they experience homelessness. Of course, we're going to help people who are homeless as well. But if you have any doubts about your ability to continue to pay your bills based on the income that you have coming in, please don't count yourself out. It's worth a conversation with us.
So, Cal, does this mean that you're working closely with other organizations such as the VA, MACV, Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, and probably the County Veteran Service Officers?
Absolutely. That's probably our largest referral network. We work closely with the Stable Housing Initiatives team at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. We're actually under the same deputy director. So we refer people to that program to help people experiencing homelessness find housing. But people who are already receiving some services from the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans or the VA or their county veteran service officer will also have a pathway to get a referral to us.
So this has been a big issue for the governor and the commissioner, and
right.
And he's trying to pull all of those resources together to make sure that we're doing the best job possible to take care of those homeless veterans or those that might be having trouble so that we can make sure they don't become homeless.
Exactly. The third set of criteria is just going to be having a physical or mental condition that's impacting your ability to work. So Social Security has pretty strict standards about disability. They don't really have a short-term disability option. What they're looking at is whether you have the ability to work in any job in the economy, or if you have a physical or mental impairment that's preventing you from being able to do so for 12 months or longer. Our job is to help you make your case. So we don't do the work for you in terms of diagnosing conditions or anything like that, but we look at all the evidence you have, and we help you with that application process.
So in this position at the MDVA, you're as you said earlier, you're advocating for and assisting the veterans when they go to apply for Social Security disability. Where when you were up in North Dakota, you were on the other side deciding who's eligible, who isn't, when to approve it, when not. And I would guess all that experience makes you a great advocate for our veterans.
Oh, definitely. There's always more to learn. But I think with my knowledge from Social Security, I have definitely taught a team of SOAR representatives how to do this work and how to be the best advocate. The big thing that we offer as SOAR representatives is the ability to be a liaison between our clients and the Social Security Administration, along with the Disability Determination Service, who makes the medical decision. So let me just walk you through the process. So
let's do that. We got about 4 minutes left. We're talking to Cal Johnson about the SOAR program from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. What can a veteran expect?
Just in
a couple of minutes.
Sure. So you're either going to have somebody refer you to our program, or you contact LinkVet, which is the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs toll-free number, and they'll screen you.
1-888-LINKVET.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. And they're going to collect some basic information to put you on our referral list. Within 3 business days, you're going to get a phone call from somebody from my team, and they're going to go through a screening process to make sure you meet those 3 criteria to be a part of our program. So again, veteran, spouse of veteran, at risk of homelessness or experiencing homelessness, and a serious physical or mental condition that's affecting your ability to work. Pretty basic criteria. Once we determine that you're eligible, then we start the application process. So we will schedule an appointment to meet with you wherever you are in the state of Minnesota. And we're going to have a face-to-face meeting as we go through this online application. You're going to sign some paperwork to allow us to serve as your appointed representative. That gets us access to the Social Security Administration. It gives us the authority to go through an ROI process, or release of information process, so that we can collect your medical records. And we will help you through that claim up to the first two levels of appeal. So if you get denied and you have to go before a judge, we're going to be there for you.
What a great asset. Instead of having to do it yourself, you got somebody who knows how to do it, and they're going to walk you right through it.
And we're going to keep you informed. We're going to help you with all of the paperwork that Social Security sends out. We'll fill out the form with you so you don't have to figure that out yourself. We're going to talk about whatever mail comes in, make sure you get to any appointments they schedule for you. And really, you're going to have a veteran who understands the veteran experience helping you with your case, telling your story to Social Security so that we can get the best results possible.
Yeah, that's great, and what a wonderful job helping other veterans. Can you tell us a couple of things? Where do we get more information? And I understand that you received an MDVA received an award.
Yes. So MDVA just got the Abraham Lincoln Pillars of Excellence Award from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and that was for the SOAR program, for our model, because we have done just such excellent work in trying to get veterans connected with Social Security benefits. The category that we won was called Innovation in Eliminating Veteran Homelessness. And when the governor put out the press release, he said that we were a critical part of ending veteran homelessness.
That's great. And so for all our listeners all over Minnesota, if they know a veteran that's having some issues, maybe homeless or soon to be homeless or having the mental or physical problems, where do they find you? Where do they get more information?
Sure. So they can go to our website for some additional information. So MinnesotaVeteran.org/SOAR. That's SOAR. They can also contact LinkVet to do that referral, or go to their county veteran service officer who can send a referral as well.
Great place to start for any problems for veterans. County veteran service officer. Every county has at least one.
Exactly. And then, you know, the last thing, I've got something coming up here in April for those who are in the Twin Cities metro area. The SOAR program is going to be at the St. Paul Opportunity Center on April 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we are offering on-site screenings, but we won't be the only organization there. So if you know somebody who could be helped by maybe seeing if they could be eligible for VA healthcare, or from if they might be eligible for assistance through the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, they're all going to be present during that period of time. We're ready and willing to help you out and see if we might be of assistance to you.
And that's April 9th. Where's it going to be?
At the St. Paul Opportunity Center in downtown St. Paul.
Okay. And as always, for more information, just dial 1-888-LINKVET and tell them what you're interested in. They'll connect you. Cal, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's Cal Johnson from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs talking about the SOAR program, S-O-A-R. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to talk to the adjutant of the DAV of Minnesota about a topic called food insecurity with our veterans. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Brad Lindsay.
As I reflect on the sacrifices our Vietnam veterans have made for our country, I am reminded that it is never too late to pay tribute and honor those who answered our nation's call. We give thanks to a generation of Americans who saw our country through one of the most challenging missions ever faced. Minnesota servicemen and women put their lives on hold and were called upon to assemble at our nation's request to serve during the Vietnam War. These individuals served bravely with honor and distinction and heroically laid down their lives to preserve the freedoms that we Americans hold dear. To all our Vietnam veterans listening, thank you for your service and welcome home.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindsay. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is a longtime friend of the show. He's been on many times, Butch Whitehead, who is the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota's adjutant and CEO. Butch, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Tom, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you in the studio, and our new commissioner, it's kind of fun to hear him say, we're recording this week, and tomorrow's Vietnam Veterans Day, and seems recent years, people are kind of recognizing that where 50 years ago they didn't.
Oh, you're 100% correct, Tom. You know, think back and, you know, so thankful for how our society has really changed their messaging and really welcoming back our Vietnam veterans for all that they've done. Our Vietnam veterans have changed the look on our veterans today, and I really want to thank the Vietnam veterans for all of their hard work and making sure that today's veterans don't have to live the experience that they did when they came back from fighting for our country.
And we've changed, too. We got old. How about that? Butch, I want to talk about you spent many, many years in the Minnesota Army National Guard, ending up as a command.
Command Sergeant Major?
Command Sergeant Major. I was reading Senior Enlisted Advisor. They keep changing the names and the descriptors all the time, but 32 years in the Guard.
Yeah, it was a great run, Tom. So proud of my service and everything I was able to do. The military taught me so much. I'm very thankful for everything that the Minnesota National Guard has done for me and what I got out of it. And it's really helped me become who I am today and the job I'm in right now.
You know, I think as long as I've known you, which is most of the years we've done the radio, you've had at least two jobs.
At least, yes.
You were in the Guard and you were in the DAV. And then somewhere along the line, I think it was 2019, you went through the chairs and became the DAV's national commander. And not just 1 year, twice they put you in remedial training.
Yeah, you know, the first year, you know, I didn't do a good enough job, and then they brought in COVID to make me do it one more year to make sure I really got it down right the second year.
So you're just used to doing a couple of jobs at a time, but all of a sudden you're down to one. How are you going to handle that?
Well, it's still learning. I'm still adapting to just this one. You know, it's only been a few months of only doing DAV. While I missed the military, I'm so thankful to now be focusing on the DAV and our mission of helping veterans.
And focusing on spending a little more time with your wife.
Absolutely. You know, the main thing there is spending more time with the wife. Absolutely.
I'm going to keep reminding you about that. Now, we've been talking a little bit with the Veterans Affairs and out in Minneapolis, and there's a little issue that came up about food insecurity for veterans. And I don't know about you, but that makes me just feel terrible.
It makes me feel really, really horrible, Tom. You know, you think about our veterans that are back here, you know, trying to put food on the table each and every day. They can have a job. They're providing for the family. And right now, there's about 11% of our working veterans that are having some type of food security, you know, in just the state of Minnesota, 11%. And that's just unreal, and it's unacceptable. So I'm really, really excited to talk about today is the DAV Minnesota working and partnering with Minneapolis VA and starting up their food insecurity program here. It's going to be rolling out here, hopefully here sometime this late spring, early summer. We'll get that first pop-up, but we need to address that. We need to get after making sure that these veterans have food to put on that table.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's be clear about that. Food insecurity means either they're not making enough money to be able to afford it, or inflation got them. They just don't have enough food at home, and they're skipping meals, and they're having problems, and you know, our veterans shouldn't be there.
Absolutely. You know, you think about when you have the insecurity of not being able to have enough food or even the right type of food, because that's part of it. And we want our veterans to live a high-quality life, and we're not putting the right nutrition in your body. That affects our veterans, and that's just unacceptable. We need to fix that to make sure that the veterans have the ability to have good quality food as well.
So I understand the Minneapolis VA healthcare system is going to remodel the building and create a veterans food shelf.
Yeah, the target right now is Building 10, but they don't want to wait because, you know, obviously construction always takes time. So what the plan is right now is they're going to actually use the auditorium right there, the atrium, actually, when you walk in. And it's not going to be an everyday setup right now, but the plan is to have like what we'll call a pop-up that on certain days of the week, certain days of the month, they'll be out there, and veterans that need some type of food or whatever it may be, they can stop by and get the food there.
And so the VA is starting a program where if we go out there, say you and I go out there for an appointment or something, we can bring some canned goods, something, and drop them off. But you're setting up through the DAV a method by which we can contribute some money
that'll
go just for this veterans food shelf.
Yep, and it's going to be a restricted account through the DAV that we're setting up right now, and that is the monetary piece, you know, because at the end of the day, we have to go buy the right food, you know, finding the right vendors to make sure we have the food. So the DAV, we want to make sure that the money's there so the VA, when they go out and buy the food that they need to restock the shelves, They have the funds available. So that's our focus. Now, how the VA is going to receive the donations of any canned goods and all that, I'm not sure where that's at. But the foundation, the DAV Minnesota, what our focus is those that want to help the DAV make sure this program is successful, we're setting up a program. People can make a donation to this restricted program.
Well, Director Kelly will tell us how it's going to work with the canned goods. But I understand that just like priming the pump on the farm, that the DAV Foundation has written a check and starting this up so that the VA's already got the funds they need, and they've partnered with Heartland Foods, I think, to buy it, right?
Absolutely.
And so you're getting it going. But the important news here is, I don't know about our listeners, but for like the last 30 years, I've had once a month my credit card got hit for St. Jude's because my wife and I have a soft spot for the kids that go down there. We're gonna join this and once a month hit my credit card so that I can help put groceries on the shelves at the VA food shelf.
And we're very thankful. And those veterans or those people out there that are listening, if they want to be part of it, you know, please reach out to the DAV of Minnesota and we'll talk you through how you can do that. Because, Tom, you're absolutely right. You know, all these donations are important. And in order for this program to be successful, the DAV Minnesota Foundation wants to make sure we have the contributions coming in to make this not just a one time. We want to make this for as long as it needs and as long as there's this issue going on in the state of Minnesota that veterans have food insecurity, that this program's up and going.
So you primed the pump, but we need to get all the veterans in Minnesota that can afford it to put something in there every month so that the rest of the veterans that can't here in Minnesota have access to that food. And what I asked you for when we heard about this was to do it just like the St. Jude's. Have it hit my credit card once a month. It's painless. It's automatic. I know I'm helping the veterans. Are you going to have something special on the DAVMN.org website?
Yeah, so we're in the process right now getting that all started up. We're meeting with our creditor right now, our bank right now, to be able to set that up. And we'll be able to go to our DAVMN.org website, and there'll be a spot there that people can click on to actually, if they're able to make a donation, it would be great. But if they just want to learn more about the program, they can learn it there as well.
Well, I hope a lot of our listeners will join my wife and I in contributing to that monthly so that we can take care of our veterans. Butch, we just got about a minute and a half left in this segment, but I understand April is Volunteer Appreciation Month for DAV.
You know, our veterans, they do so much. And as we just talked about Vietnam veterans, we have a lot of veterans right now that aren't able to do things just by themselves. And being able to volunteer and give back to those veterans so they can, you know, still do things, live in their house. We want to do something special, and we're actually going to be doing a lot more volunteering to helping these veterans with their small projects around their house.
Now, you need some people at DAV as well. You need some board members. You need some volunteers. You need veterans to stand up and volunteer. And you and I talked about this last month. The VA is even looking for some veterans that'll join the research program and help them sift through that information.
Absolutely. You know, as an organization that's getting ready to celebrate 100 years, Tom, only reason we're hitting 100 years is because we had veterans step up and get involved with our veteran service organization, the DAV, and, you know, become a leader and help us get to that next and continuing to evolve and make sure we're successful.
So we have to take a short break, but for our listeners out there, please go to DAVMN.org. Check it out. They need drivers to drive the vans. They need people to help with the outdoor programs. We need people to step up in any kind of ways, and all volunteers are needed and welcomed. And Butch, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a couple more topics we have to cover. We're speaking with Butch Whitehead, the adjutant of DAV in Minnesota on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Butch Whitehead, who is the adjutant and CEO of Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. And Butch, we were talking about food insecurity, which means there's some veterans in Minnesota that don't have enough food to eat. And you're working with the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. They're going to set up a veterans-only food shelf. DAV Foundation is primed the pump with some money, and we're looking for our listeners and anybody else who wants to help make sure veterans have food to come go to your website, davmn.org, and donate.
Well, that's correct, Tom. I mean, obviously, it's a great program, and every time you're able to start a new program helping more veterans, it's really exciting, but it's also, you know, nervous because at the end of the day, as you just said, we got to find the donations to come in and continue to build this program. So anybody that can help, we greatly appreciate it.
We'll keep talking about that, and we'll make sure we get people signed up for that. Butch, you're coming up on the 99th DAV of Minnesota Department Convention. That's your state convention.
Yep, so 99th. So obviously, we are organized July 1st, 1925. And it's such an honor to think about what we're coming up on and what we've accomplished, but what we have left to do. And this year is just a tipping point of really making sure that we celebrate our centennial very well next year and coming up and really telling the story of what DAV's done, in particular here in Minnesota, helping veterans.
You know, what you and I talked when you were a command sergeant major, that in the Minnesota National Guard, about 10% of the troops retired every year, and you had to fill in with younger troops so that they kept coming up through. And even at DAV, you've got some old veterans that are getting kind of ripe, maybe
right,
beyond their age to do much volunteering. You need some young veterans to step up and come help.
We do. And, you know, what's made us successful is because the veterans that keep coming in is keeping us growing, keeping us, you know, thinking about other ways that we can help veterans. And that's where we need our younger veterans, our veterans that are now able to give back a little bit, get involved with the DAV, come learn about us, and actually help us continue to, so we can celebrate another centennial and, you know, be around for a long time, because that's what made the DAV successful, is as younger veterans got involved, to help evolve, because our elderly veterans, they want to help. They're not going to say no, but they're just not able to do as much anymore. So we got to stay vibrant. We got to keep going. And younger veterans, we need your help.
And a prior example of that's coming up, Veterans Day on the Hill, where the Commander's Task Force and you, along with the VFW, American Legion, everybody else, gets together, work on legislative priorities, and go up to the Hill. And we're going to want a whole bunch of veterans coming to town to help talk to our legislators.
Absolutely. You know, that's such a great event for us. All seven, you know, chartered organizations get together, and we're making sure that our veterans' voices here in Minnesota are heard. And that's a great way for younger veterans. You know, we need to hear your voice. Get involved with us. Let us know what issues that you have to make sure that veterans organizations can, you know, make an impact here. Again, making sure that Minnesota is the right state for veterans to live in.
And that's coming up on April 17th, Veterans Day on the Hill 2024. Talk to your local veteran service organization. Get a busload of veterans. Come on down to the Capitol. It'll be a great day.
It's going to be a fun day. You know what? It's going to be an exciting day, but also, you know, a very important day to make sure that our elected officials hear our voice. So if you can make it, please be there.
We'd like to fill up that rotunda again.
Oh, we would. I absolutely love that.
It echoes in there kind of neat. And your man, Trent Delks, gets up there. He gets a little excited.
Trent does a great job motivating that crowd. He gets excited. He's very passionate about this piece of work that we do in the legislative work. It's a great feeling when you look in that rotunda and you see people standing at that second level, looking over, looking down at you, because there's so many people in there, they had to go up the second level. So everybody that said can make it, please show up.
It was kind of fun to see the governor looking around at all those veterans and saying, I think we better pay attention.
Well, and your voice is being heard. Those are in their office are hearing us as well.
That's what it's about. Now, Butch, I understand you've got some informational seminars coming up.
You know, and one thing that the DAV is very proud of is working with our county veteran service officers and getting out there to the veteran. You know, go to where the veterans are at and provide the information that they may need, the veteran and their spouses. So we're putting on three informational seminars across the state here. The first one's coming up here next week, April 2nd, and that's actually partnered with the auto show right there at the Minneapolis Convention Center. So please come on down 5 o'clock on April 2nd. Come down to Minneapolis Convention Center and take part in the informational seminar. The next one right behind that is April 20th, and that's at the American Legion in Apple Valley. That's if you're... One thing I like to say, you know what, food brings people in. So come in at 11 o'clock. We'll get you a nice little meal, a little lunch there beforehand, and the informational seminar will be kicking off at noon. That's on April 20th at the American Legion in Apple Valley. And the very next day, you know, why slow down? We're going to go a little south.
Get to Rochester.
Yeah, get to Rochester and do another one down there as well. So to learn more about them, go to our website. We have all three listed there. If you have you veteran and or the caregiver spouse have any questions or want to learn more, please show up at one of these events. It's very important information that we're putting out, because we want to make sure that you're getting the answers to your problems.
And go to davmn.org for more information. We've got about a minute left. The outdoor programs are coming up. The good time of year in Minnesota is almost here.
It is. You know, it's a really rough winter, you know, because our outdoors, we didn't get any ice fishing in. We had some veterans kind of not happy about that, but it just wasn't safe enough for us. But you know what? This summer, we have quite a few events. Go to our website, davmn.org, outdoors, and you can see all of our actual events coming up. We have it's a full house packed up this coming year. So
running, fishing,
kayaking. We're actually going to do some hiking this year. We're actually going to take a couple bigger trips. We're actually going to Voyager canoeing up on the Mississippi. We're doing all kinds of family trips as well, too.
And up to Camp Ripley as usual.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't been up there for a while, you got to go see it. That's just an amazing facility.
It's a wonderful connection with other veterans. You know, that's what's so great about that program.
But your organization's got to be one of the busiest ones in the state. Appreciate you stopping by the show again today.
Thanks, Tom, for having me. You know what? Everywhere, all you veterans out there, you know, if you need help, reach out. You know, the DAV is here to make sure that you're getting the help, the assistance that you need. So, Tom, thank you for having me on here. Such an honor to be here.
Yes, sir. That was Butch Whitehead, the DAV adjutant and CEO on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Craig Ulin. Craig, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me again.
Craig, I thought when we talked this week, I was going to talk to you about springtime and springtime weather, and all of a sudden, you know, you get those basketball playoffs and all those things going on, and Mother Nature woke up. We got snow.
We were due.
Overdue, I think.
Overdue, yes.
Probably slowed your riders down a little bit, but maybe you didn't have too many missions the last week or so.
We had to put the shorts away and get our coats back out, but we were there.
All right. As usual, dark glasses and a vest and a flag are what's necessary.
Absolutely. That's all you need.
So who's eligible to become a Minnesota Patriot Guard rider? When I talk to people, they say, well, that looks like a bunch of old Vietnam veterans and so forth, but it really isn't, is it?
No, it's not. We have very few requirements. And really, the most important thing is that you're wanting to show your honor, dignity, and respect for our military and our fallen first responders, men and women, veterans and non-veterans alike. I would venture to say that probably 30-40% of our members never served in the military, including myself. And that's one of the reasons I do this, is because it's my way to say thank you to our military veterans. You don't have to ride a motorcycle. You know, for 5 or 6 months of the year, nobody rides a motorcycle. That's just a common interest that a lot of us have. But definitely not a requirement to have two wheels.
Yeah, Tim always teases me about riding around in my cage. Of course, he loves his motorcycle, but you can come any way you can get there as long as you show up.
Absolutely.
How do our listeners sign up to become a rider?
It's very simple. You just go to our website, www.mnpatriotguard.org, and on the left side is a link to join us. And it's simple. All we ask for is your email and your zip code, and the zip code places you in the right sector. And then you'll get emails from your sector, and once a week you'll get a statewide email talking about our upcoming missions.
So the sector means you've divided up the state into various sectors, and if you live within those sectors, you'll get notified of missions there. And it's all voluntary. You don't know how many are showing up, but they show up.
Absolutely. And whether it's 100 at a mission or one at a mission, as long as we are there, it's a mission complete. So, and the last probably decade, you know, it's pretty common to have anywhere from 2 to 12 people at a mission. We get much more than that, and that's a pretty big attendance.
So when a rider shows up, he just looks for the ride captain, and the ride captain will tell him where to go and where to stand and what to do.
Absolutely. If it's your first time there, make sure you find the ride captain in charge, and they will kind of hold your hand through the day and make sure that you're comfortable with what's about to happen.
And it's a great experience. And, of course, for your riders that have been around for a few years, you're looking for some of them to step up and volunteer to be captains too.
Yeah. We, we are broken up into 20 sectors across the state, and whether you've been on one mission or a dozen missions or 100 missions, we're always looking for somebody to run missions. You know, you don't have to do the email stuff if you're not comfortable with it, but just essentially kind of lead people where they need to be for the day of a mission, whether it's an assistant ride captain or ride captain. We have several vacancies around the state that we're looking to get filled.
And, Craig, quickly, I understand you've got an election coming up for board members.
We do. So we have 4 at-large board members, and we switch out 2 of those or elect 2 every year. So those applications are due April 15th. And the board really just oversees our finances and makes sure that we stay on track for our mission and that we stay in good graces as a nonprofit. And, you know, we try to meet once a year, but otherwise everything's done with email. So we just look with people with a little bit of nonprofit background on the board or have a lot of mission experience. So
if you're interested in that, go to the website for more information. Craig, we've only got about 30 seconds left. What's coming up on Memorial Day?
Well, coming up Memorial Day, we get a lot of requests from around the state, but we only have so many members. So we just focus on memorial programs at the veteran cemeteries, at the state veteran cemeteries, and the state veteran homes. So we appreciate the invites, but we really focus on those 12 to 14 locations and show a presence for those hallowed grounds and those beautiful veterans' homes.
Very good, Craig. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, Tom.
This is Craig Uglin from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Cal Johnson from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Butch Whitehead from the DAV of Minnesota, Craig Uglin from the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk about the Month of the Military Child and check in with the VA's Chief Wellness Officer. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.